Eleanor Doyle of Befriending in Kilkenny and Carlow. I just wanted to ask you, Eilish, about the schools programme, because we're based in a community centre, and I just want to work with the, maybe in the future, work with the younger generation a little bit more. We've done a few things, but just perfect. Some ideas.
Well, as how it started was really moving. Well, it was part of our an objective in our project as well, but really embedded it in was when we moved the carer support group over to the school and they hold it in their community, in their sports centre. And then we became engaged with the principal of the school. And it was unfortunately late in this year with transition years we started the programme. Myself and John Coleman, who's a public health nurse and a dementia champion, we did three talks with them in relation to, I did ageing and the normal ageing and the ageing process with them. And then John did two talks looking on, starting off with the perceptions of dementia and moved on in then to the last talk that they came back out with much more positive attributes in relation to older people. But the transition year coordinator wants us to go in early next year in transition year, and they're hoping then to develop that into, you know, the Goshka Awards and the Young Scientists, you know, the social part of it and the Social Innovator Programme in dementia, that they're hoping to have the talk done early in the year with transition year students to get them thinking about projects they can do in relation to supporting people with dementia and the whole intergenerational aspect. And we're hoping to move that into, do that in another school next year as well too. Oh yeah, sorry, I forgot to say. Yeah, we have intergeneration. I just mentioned there briefly that we have volunteering, like the Choose to Club, that activity group, that hub we run. It is a number of volunteers. It's run by different volunteers, but the transition year students from a local girls' school also work there as volunteers. Two of them every week at it. So that's, and they get an awareness training about dementia as well. So there's many ways that you can incorporate it in.
Yes, Lucia Carr from the Netwell Centre. I enjoyed your talk, Alice. It was very good. I just have a question in relation to the pictures at the end. I noticed there weren't any faces showing. Was that because you had a problem with consent, or was that because maybe you didn't just decided not to go there in relation to consent?
Yeah, well, the main issue was, and this is something I've spoken to my colleagues from England today, because it is a big concern in getting consent. A number of those people, and from that clip, some of them has very advanced dementia, and it was trying to get over the whole consent area of it. You know, we haven't done that appropriately yet, so that we could put their pictures up. And actually Nationwide wanted to, as a result, I don't know whether you heard the Morning Ireland clip on our musical memories, and like a person with dementia spoke at it and said about the value of it to him. Apart from the singing, he said it was a memory lesson. Other than that, he said he'd have his head in the wallpaper at home. And I think it was very powerful what he said. And as a result of that, Nationwide, you'd all be familiar with it now, and wanted to do a programme. So we're just trying to get over the whole consent process. And some of my colleagues here today has told me they will help us with that. So we hoped, because we do want to get the very, you know, positive picture of people with dementia out into the community. But what the one thing we did not want to do was exclude the people with advanced dementia from consent. And we just didn't want to have it for the people with dementia in the early stage can make that decision. We want to be very cognizant, because our musical memories, we have two people attending that would have very advanced dementia. And I'm talking about very advanced dementia. One with no verbal communication at all, but has plenty, you know, can sing. And we just wanted to make sure we had all that done before we had, you know, put it up on the visual field for people to see. But it is something we want to do, and thank you for raising it, I should have said it.